Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of October 30th, 2021. My name is Gunny, and I'm your phenologist for this week. November is known as the ice-forming moon month. The temperature is continuing to drop, and daylight length is getting shorter. Many students reported the first snow flurries on Saturday, October 30th. On November 1st, Nick noticed snow flurries out the window while reading a book at school. It was below freezing the nights of November 2nd and 3rd. On Thursday the 4th, Miss Jackson's class walked through the frost-covered playground to get to the school nature trail. It was 27 degrees Fahrenheit. We could see our breath in the cold air. All the leaves are off the trees in our school forest. This week, we learned about lichens from our Wolf Ridge teachers. We observed Christos, Fruticos, and Folios lichens on the trees in our school forest. An abundance of lichen is a sign of clean air, as lichens do not thrive well in areas with lots of air pollution. While down by NSCS's Creek on Friday, November 4th, we noticed there was ice forming on the sides of the creek and in a small pool of water. The reason that the whole river is not frozen is because the water is moving, which does not give the ice much of a chance to form. Lisbeth noticed there was frost on her dad's truck and her mom's car this morning. At the end of October, Isaiah's yard and area around his house gave lots of trees that aren't fully green anymore. 55% of the trees are light brown, 25% are yellow, 8% are bare trees, 6% are green, the evergreens, 4% are light red, and 2% are dark red. Caden has noticed while driving in Duluth that many people have gathered their leaves into piles. Contrary to popular belief, not raking leaves in the fall is actually healthier for our grass and soil as they decompose vital nutrients. When Caden and his mom were carving a pumpkin, they observed a seed that had already sprouted a taproot inside the pumpkin. On November 2nd, Sharon noticed that all the leaves on the ground in her woods had turned brown. This week, Gunny noticed that the undergrowth in his woods are dormant, though it will sprout back up in the spring. On Sunday, the 3rd of October, Rose noticed a little family of skunks crossing the road, one mom and five little ones. On November 2nd, Sage noticed a chipmunk storing sunflower seeds in his planters outside. The chipmunk took seeds all the way from his garden and repeated this process at least 20 times. On Saturday, October 30th, Miss Rolfe saw painted lady butterflies. On Tuesday the 2nd, Anna saw an owl soaring in the air, searching for food. Sharon doesn't hear any more birds in her backwoods, except for the black-capped chickadees. On Wednesday, November 3rd, Cheyenne saw and heard a blue jay hit a window at her house. Hanging painter's tape or window decorations on your windows help prevent birds from mistaking windows for open air and deters them from flying into your windows and getting injured or killed. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.